Breakfast with Half, it's the Big Yarn. Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't back down. The Big Yarn today, the biggest story in the world sport is the Manchester City story, no doubt about that. But the Big Yarn today is actually our poll. I think what we're seeing in the last probably 12 months, I reckon. I think it's more than just this season, probably last 12 to 15 months, is that the NBL and the Professional Basketball League in Australia is overtaking and perhaps has overtaken the A-League and the professional soccer competition in the country. And I think when we get to a position where there's so much dissent within the ranks of the rank and file, from a supporter group in a particular sport, and that's the A-League. And there's so much energy in another one, which is the NBL. I don't think there's any danger of this poll being anywhere near that soccer hasn't been overtaken by, or the A-League hasn't been overtaken by the NBL in Australian sport in terms of the preferred summer sport. Now, obviously, cricket's a big thing. We know all that, and that's going to be there. That's a staple for most Australians, well, certainly lots of Australians. But with the evolution of the NBL, the performance that Larry Kesselman and Jeremy Lolliger have put on to get this position where the NBL is now the dominant force in the marketplace through a summer campaign, I don't think we've seen anything quite like it since World Series cricket and the impact that administrators have had on a sport. Kerry Packer, of course, was that man from a cricket perspective to take one-day cricket, to take colour clothing, the lights and all that sort of stuff and transform the game. Now, we haven't transformed the game with the NBL. It's still the same sport and the same game and the same rules and all that sort of stuff. But what they've been able to do in terms of give it life and breathe oxygen into it to a point now where it has become the sport du jour for sports fans through a summer campaign, I think is nothing short of extraordinary. And the A-League, despite the fact that there is participation numbers through the roof in soccer, which is great. Kids out there doing anything and young people out there doing any activity is a great thing. Despite the fact that heaps of people out there participating, it's not translating to success from a broadcast or an attendance or an interest level perspective when it comes to the A-League. I really want to talk to Scotty Jamieson about this later on, but the Owls, our basketball guru around these parts, and I'm sure he's got a take on this that I'm keen to get across the airwaves this morning. Al, what's your take on the poll this morning that the NBL has overtaken the A-League as the preferred summer sport?
Yeah, I'm with you, Daniel. No doubt for me that it has. And I think one key factor in this for me is basketball in the NBL seems to be united at the moment, whereas I think this appears from the outside, so yep. I don't know this well enough, but my uneducated opinion and view is that there seems to be fractures within football, and obviously the events of the past couple of months haven't helped the A-League and football in this country. We had so much success at the World Cup, and then only weeks later we had that unsavoury incident at Amy Park, and that's, I think, set the game back. And I just think basketball, under the leadership of Larry Kesselman, seems united and has done such a fantastic job. The crowds in Sydney this season are unbelievable. Like, these are back to the halcyon days of the Glasshouse. They are very, very strong. So, yeah, I'm certainly with the NBL on this one.
Yeah, it's hard to dispute it, I think. And we'll get more updates on the poll through the morning from the apprentice Mickey at the back, who's doing a great job for us. Off the SMS, Krasner says, maybe that all that means is soccer supporters don't listen to your show. No, I don't think that's well, I mean, that's an opinion that Kraz has got. I mean, he's well entitled to that. But I don't think you could pinpoint it to just our audience. I mean, the numbers would suggest that basketball has transformed itself in the last couple of years. It's got publicity, it's got energy, it's got unity. I think that's a really good point you raise. It's got unity, whereas soccer, and we spoke to Richard Wilson last week, the A-League, he was former director of Melbourne Victory and a shareholder still. There seems to be so much bickering, and this is one of the things that's held us back for years. All these agendas and different people who wanted to dominate the sport and dominate the administration. Basketball doesn't have that, whereas the A-League certainly seems to have that. Now, the former soccerer Craig Moore, who's working out the back these days for us on RSN, has jumped into the studio to have a say on this conversation. Good morning, former Socceroo.
Let's be clear, Half. Now, I'm not the former Socceroo. I'm just some bloke that works out the back. And
I'm not so sure about that.
No, I mean, it's a really fascinating conversation, I think. I've got young kids as well, but one of my youngest kid, he plays basketball, but also he wants to play soccer. Now, I think basketball has taken the mantle ahead of soccer, but I also think it's got a lot to do with what seems to be the regeneration of the NBA.
Yep. No, that's fair.
And I'm seeing it again. Like back in the early 90s, NBA was huge, and I think it helped with the NBL in Australia. And I think we're seeing that again. The capturing of LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons and all the big names of the NBA, it's also making the participation levels back here in Australian basketball grow. But also that you know you can watch the NBL consistently, regularly on ESPN. Whereas the A-League, I just think, seems to be lost.
Well, you can't find it.
You don't know where it is.
I don't know how to find it. I don't have a Paramount subscription, so probably that's an issue for me in that regard. But it's just another bloody button I don't want to press.
You can also watch it on free-to-air, Peach, and channel some of the Channel 10 sister channels.
Yep.
They have live games that are on free-to-air as well.
And I imagine the impact is also from the EPL being moved from Fox Sports to Optus.
Yep.
Is it Optus?
Yep.
It is. That people just... It's another subscription they don't want to pay for, that they had their Foxtel box and they had their Fox Sports coverage, and the EPL was awesome. Like Friday night, Saturday night, late night after...
How good.
Come home and there's always a game on. It was the best.
You won millions on the punt and then you have a nice dinner and then you roll into a nice Premier League game at 11 o'clock.
And now you watch it on a little screen, on your phone screen. I've got 57 inches on the TV, on the wall, and I can't watch it.
And I mean, we also talk about the international, the Australians playing at international level. I mean, I think Harry Suter, correct me if I'm wrong, Al, is the only Australian to be playing in the Premier League at the moment. I remember the likes.
Is that right?
The likes of Tim Cahill and Mark Viduka, Harry Kewell, Mark Schwartz, who was keeper at the time as well. All these Australians are playing in the Premier League. Right now, I think, I'm sure someone will correct it if it's wrong. I'm pretty sure that Harry Suter is the only Australian playing in the Premier League. Look at the NBA. We've got Josh Giddey, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Joe Ingles are now at the Bucks. I mean, all these Australians are playing in the NBA.
Josh Green, Tybull.
So, I mean, but it's a good conversation to have, and I'm sure basketball's well and truly leapt above soccer.
If the poll is reflecting the SMS traffic, it's going to be basketball hands down. Get some numbers out of the Ballarat District basketball. Numbers are through the roof. What have we got? Not a fan of either sport, but I'll watch the NBL game anytime ahead of a soccer game. The NBL has closed the gap in quality between itself and the NBA, which is a popular product. The A-League has drifted further away from the EPL. This is a bit what our Graham Arnold was saying last week when we spoke to him too, that the biggest challenge almost for Football Australia is to, even though they don't control the A-League anymore, is to get that right and make it a competition that's going to be a nursery for stars to go over to the EPL or the La Liga or wherever else and have an impact. And we don't get that much these days from the soccer players.
And is that going back to his point around it starting at the centre of excellence, which doesn't exist?
Yeah.
No home?
Yeah. I think there's a lot. I think Graham Arnold's got a really good helicopter view of the problems of soccer in Australia, and it just needs support from someone to back it in and make it something. And if you can get that, then all of a sudden you transform the game from a public perspective as well and get it off bloody Paramount.
Yeah. Another interesting.
Robbie Slater was talking about that last week. I wrote an article about that they've sold their soul, and it's significantly.
But how did that? I'm still miffed as to how all that happened.
It was just cash.
The Fox Sports coverage of the A-League was as good a local product. Well, many of us would say apart from the AFL and racing and whatnot, but it was as good as a product that you could find.
Yeah,
Paramount offered more money and they jumped. I mean, it's simple economics, isn't it?
It's bottom line TV. Yeah. Bottom line decisions, isn't it? Yeah. Rather than growth decisions.
Another interesting point, I think, is everyone I hear from, and even the chatter on social media, and this might be the case with football in this country as well. I might just be oblivious to it. So if you're out there, please correct me if I'm wrong. But everyone I hear from that takes their family to the NBL, especially for the first time, say what a great experience it is in terms of it being an activity to take their kids, the interaction, shooting balls outside the venue, the halftime entertainment, that sort of thing. As a product, basketball, it doesn't take long. You're there, you're inside, comfortable, warm, all that sort of stuff. The kids have a great time. I don't know whether that exists in football.
Well, that's absolutely relevant. And we saw that through the incident at Amy Park the other day. And you, I think you were there, former Socceroo Craig Moore, at that Melbourne City and was it Melbourne City Victory game?
Yeah. That was just before Christmas.
Yeah, so you were there that day with your kids.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, it took them for the first game that they've ever been to.
First game ever. My hat.
They won't forget it.
They've ever been to it. I mean, it had such a good feel to it. Like, the atmosphere was pre-Christmas. And I mean, I remember at the time we were kind of warned about the protest that was going to happen, I think, at the 20th minute mark.
Yep.
And as that moment approached, you could think, oh, no, something's going to happen. And then just, can I use the word dickheads? They just overtook and just went on a rampage. And, I mean, God, there was just the moment where there was 30 minutes of wait until there was any communication as to what was going on that day. And I remember just walking away thinking, man, oh, man, the A-League's just really shot itself, not only in the foot, but in the upper body as well. I mean, it was just a real gut punch for the code, and it's going to take a long time to recover from that.
I want to talk to Scotty Jamieson about this. He's coming up just before 8 o'clock this morning, because I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. Because, and he'll be sitting there going, well, hang on a second, we're dominating. Melbourne City are dominating. We're the best team in the business. We play a really good brand of footy, and they do. But the PR machine and the angst between stakeholders is a massive issue, let alone the back office stuff that Graham Arnold's been talking about. So we'll touch on that more with Scotty Jamieson. It's the poll this morning at Breakfast with Half on Twitter and RSN927. Has the NBL overtaken the A-League as the summer sport of choice for fans?
Can I just add one more point, which I've just thought of? I don't think the decision to have the grand finals in Sydney for the next few years has helped either.
Unhelpful. Some administrative howlers.
Again, political infighting, yep. Stakeholders disagreeing, no communication,
yep.
Cash grab.
That seems to be the killer for a lot of these sports that are trying to find their spot in the calendar, which is hard enough as it sits anyway. 18 past 7, we'll get to a break. I'm going to have a chat to, I want to find out how Dan Huddy's going at Sandown after the break. I want to get some updates from some of the big yarns from out there, because some of the best horses are working this morning. I'm Thunderstruck, probably the headline act out there. I want to find out how we went this morning, and we'll chat to Steve as well. He's got some more footy news for us. 19 past 7, Tuesday morning on Breakfast.